For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The leaders of the G7 countries have failed to heal a tariff dispute that has pushed them to the brink of a trade war, as President Trump quit the summit early and warned Canada, Japan, and Europe that all deals are off. The president had come to Quebec insisting on his long-standing claim that America has been exploited for too long by existing trade arrangements, and also calling for Russia to rejoin the group, to which Canada's prime minister says he's not even remotely interested in. As for the trade dispute,
I stand ready to work closely with the president to resolve this dispute swiftly, but as I have consistently said, I will always protect Canadian workers and Canadian interests.
The president had to leave early to get ready for his summit with Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The president is busy getting ready for his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
We're going in with a very positive attitude, and I think we're going to come out fine. But I've said it many times. Who knows? Who knows? May not work out. It's a good chance it won't work out. There's probably an even better chance that it will take a period of time. It'll be a process.
The U.S. is demanding that the North get rid of their nuclear weapons permanently. Pope Francis is warning that climate change could destroy humanity. He is calling on leaders to help the world to convert to clean fuels to avert catastrophe. The Vatican says his conference with oil executives is a follow-up to his encyclical 3 years ago. Authorities in France say chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain hanged himself in the bathroom of his hotel room, and a medical expert concluded there's no sign of violence on the 61-year-old's body. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Senate Democrats want to address the health care issue in August. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats are responding to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's move to scrap the month-long August recess due to what he called the Democrats' historic obstruction of President Trump's legislative agenda. In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia calls on Republicans to spend the month of August working with Democrats to pass proposals that bring down the price of insurance and prescription drugs for families.
The only way to get health care right in this country is for us to focus on real solutions that will work for folks across the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Florida's Agriculture Commissioner is speaking out about a newly released report by the Office of Inspector General, which shows that his office failed to conduct national background checks on concealed weapons permits for more than a year. Commissioner Adam Putman says a negligent employee did not cross-check 365 permit applications, 291 of which have since been revoked.
Of the nearly 350,000 applications that were processed in that one-year period of time, 365 were flagged for further action, which would have resulted, if the employee had done her job, in them being denied a concealed weapons license.
But he says media reports that tens of thousands of people didn't get background checks are misleading. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.